Sam Smith.
But first, police are upping the number of officers on the streets of South Yorkshire. It's as Mischief Night, Halloween and Bonfire Night get closer. Mike Niles is out in Sheffield finding out more for Hallam FM.
Dodgy fireworks bought on the cheap and kids lobbing eggs at your windows. All too familiar goings on for this time of year. Fun for those kids that are doing it, but it's a real problem for other people. I'm at John Platt's house in Sheffield and he's had first-hand experience of troublesome teens.
One time I would have said children should be allowed to sort of do these sort of things and enjoy themselves, but it's got completely out of hand. A few years ago, they came round to our house, threw eggs all around the door. It's a crazy American idea and it should just be stopped.
Police have launched their annual crackdown, Operation Mischief, to tackle the youngsters. Chief Inspector Rachel Barber also wants parents to take responsibility.
What we want to do is ask the parents, you know, do you know where your kids are tonight? But also, if you are going to go trick and treat, and we want you to have fun, but do it with people that you know and that aren't going to be frightened by you knocking on their door in the dark at night.
Now, just yesterday, three men in Barnsley were fined for setting off a rocket that exploded above a police station. Shay Popat owns a fireworks store in Sheffield.
What we have to be very, very careful of is white vans selling fireworks, you know, and as was the case a few years ago, there was £10 rockets blowing telephone boxes up. So it's very, very important that the customers can buy fireworks from reputable retailers.
But messing around on Mischief Night has got more serious consequences. Julia Pantry was hit by a firework 5 years ago and it blew a hole in her foot.
It's turned my life upside down basically, because from one day I were just had 2 feet that worked, and then day after I were a cripple, I were disabled, I lost my job. It's not worth ruining your life or someone else's life for the sake of seeing a few pretty colours in the sky.
Hallam FM News.
Next, a South Yorkshire man has gone on